and welcome to the SearchSecurity.com podcast. I'm Eric Parizeau. It's great to have you with us. Today, we're going to count down the top five ways to sell upper management on the integration of security and network operations centers. Joining me today is Sasan Hamidi, Chief Information Security Officer for global vacation and timeshare company, Interval International. Thanks for being here today, Sasan.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Before we get started, I want to mention that this podcast is part of our integration of networking and security school, which you can visit at any time by navigating to searchsecurity.com/netsec. That's searchsecurity.com/netsec. Sasan, let's set the stage before we begin the countdown. Can you give us a brief primer on the state of integration of security operations centers and network operations centers? How broad is the trend? Why is it happening? And are security and network managers really pushing for this?
Well, Eric, having been in contact with many industry leaders and having worked for several very large organizations through whom I still have a lot of contact, that I feel that this is a trend that is definitely on the rise. Let's face it, senior management sees this as an opportunity to not only increase efficiency of their operations, but to also justify and increase the ROI of the respective information security departments. Information security, as we all know, has never been a revenue-generating endeavor. Having integrated SOC and NOC would give more justification to having technologies, expensive technologies for the security side. Also, it gives somewhat of a validity to the way that organizations go about looking at not only security events, but also the health of their overall system. So I see this definitely as something that if they're not looking at it now, organizations will be looking at it very shortly.
All right then, let's start the countdown. Tip number five for selling upper management on NOC SOC integration, highlight overall system health and troubleshooting issues. Sasan, why is this a good starting point?
Yeah, I just want to give you a quick, just so, as an example of a scenario that could happen. The network operations center personnel see servers crashing and really can't troubleshoot the issue. One by one, routers, boundary routers, firewalls are going down. The SOC personnel at the same time see from their point of view, from their consoles, a series of crashes that are due to a worm spreading throughout the network. But because they don't have access to that network infrastructure, there is no way for them to prevent it. So what they have to do at that point is to go ahead and open a trouble ticket and have the trouble ticket go through their ticketing system to have that segment of the network brought down. Now, this is obviously an issue. Integration allows visibility by both areas, which will result in a more efficient and timely effort to troubleshoot mission-critical and business vital systems. The other thing is that's really important is that in a lot of these cases where there's an issue, both areas open up trouble tickets, and in some cases they may be assigned to different areas of the technology services, and at that point there's going to be a lot of confusion.
All right, let's continue on. Item number four in our countdown of the top five ways to sell upper management on NOC SOC integration, reducing duplication of efforts. Sasan, is there really that much duplication between the two groups?
Well, as I just briefly mentioned, let's take the scenario of having both the NOC and SOC staff open incident tickets, which are then queued through the ticketing system. Tickets are assigned to different areas, and sometimes because the originator is really guessing at the root cause. So and multiple areas are investigating the same problem. Both SOC and NOC staff receive information on system health issues, and they're both concerned about some of the same issues, such as patch management, such as system upgrades, and so forth. And then perhaps one of the most overlooked aspects of the duplication area is risk assessment. For example, both areas are concerned with looking at whether certain firewall rules, certain changes to the routers are going to have an impact on the environment. The SOC folks are actually very concerned about that and in some cases use tools, sophisticated tools, to track the changes that are made in the network. At the same time, the NOC staff are using somewhat of the same kind of tools, for example, Eqora, that looks at configuration management. So to me, that's duplication of effort and also duplication of technology.
All right, moving on with the countdown of the top five ways to sell upper management on NOC-SOC integration. Number three, regulatory compliance. Sasan, what's the compliance angle in all of this?
This is an issue that I would say it's important to many companies, whether they're private or public. For example, my company is subject to Sarbanes-Oxley, the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards, California SB 1386, and a slew of others. So we have to develop many controls that are managed not only by the SOC folks, but also by the NOC staff as well. So many times the effectiveness of the controls depend on how well both staff communicate. And having an integrated SOC-NOC helps the compliance process by keeping both groups informed simultaneously. The controls touch many areas, more often in networking and security. For example, reviewing firewall rules is one of our major controls that auditors, when they come in, look at on a consistent basis. We often have trouble because the SOC staff do not have access to the firewalls. What happens is we have to sit down with the firewall folks, pull the firewall rules for that particular period, take the change control forms from the change management archives, look at all the changes that were made, and make sure that the two match. Having both of these folks work together in an integrated environment will definitely increase the efficiency of this process.
Okay, Sasan, we're getting close to the top of the list. Item number two on our countdown of the top five ways to sell NOC-SOC integration to upper management: consolidation and sharing of expensive tools and applications. Sasan, this is definitely an area where there's room for cost savings, especially when it comes to the expensive management consoles that are out there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is one area that will definitely, you know, definitely hits the bottom line in terms of cost. Now, take for example a typical cost of a system like an HP OpenView, and just setting aside the regular cost, but also the maintenance cost. The SOC folks, of course, this is as a NOC tool, and the SOC folks also have tools that actually monitors the environment that would basically give the SOC folks the same information in terms of health. So health issues as well. So HP OpenView, IDS, IPS, they all have their own consoles. So there's a set of people sitting there looking at an HP OpenView console in the NOC. There's a set of people sitting in the Security Operations Center looking at the IDS, IPS console, looking at the SIM console, and so forth. So the NOC and SOC personnel, using sophisticated and expensive tools to assist them in their effort to monitor the respective environment, should really take a look to see what overlap these areas have, and then combine these tools to not only actually cut expenses, but also maintenance costs. These tools share features that could potentially satisfy the requirements of either of the group. Integration allows these tool sharing, which not only leads to better use of the product, but obviously, as we mentioned, cut the costs across the board.
Here we are. We've reached the top of the list. The number one tip for selling NOC-SOC integration to upper management: employee cross-training. Sasan, ultimately, it's the employees who play the largest role in security and network management processes. And the more knowledge they have, the better the organization functions.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. SOC NOC integration creates opportunities for both of the respective staff to train in either areas. Having a security expert who also understands the networking nuances of his or her organization provides many opportunities for both of the employee and the organization. I know in many cases, in my experience, where networking folks have expressed interest to cross over and come over and work for the security side, and vice versa, where security folks, having gone through days and days of actually and months and years of actually doing pretty much the same thing, investigations, and they feel the need for wanting to learn a little bit about how network works. For example, what is a class A? What is a class B? What's a class C? How are these routers communicate? So it actually not only increases productivity, but actually benefits the organization in terms of having backups from a resource perspective. So I think it's beneficial to both the employee and the organization. And also not to mention the fact that in many cases there are certain skills within the organization that are kind of pigeonholed in one area. For example, the person who works in the network operations center is not only very good with the networking side, but also has a lot of expertise in the area of, for example, let's say a certain operating system. So combining those expertise and having that crossover training would benefit the both respective departments in trying to take advantage of that knowledge that was otherwise not really taken advantage of.
Sasan, as we wrap things up, now that you've laid out the tips, how should IT managers go about structuring their arguments in a way that will have the greatest effect on upper managers?
Well, we all know that upper managers sometimes don't look at all the facts except for the bottom line. So my advice is let's approach this from a cost perspective for now. A Forrester research study shows that increased cooperation between the network operations center and the security operations center combined with effective implementation of best practices, it doesn't have to be a certain, it could be best practices based on COVID, based on ISO 17799, based on the ITIL library or so forth. And once they're combined, the Forrester research showed that there was a 25% cost savings across the board. And this is tremendous when you look at the cutting of the IT expenses by 25%. That's a tremendous gain in terms of cost effectiveness. The use of common monitoring, reporting, alerting, change management, and workflow systems reduces the upfront capital costs of hardware and software, as well as annual renewal, maintenance, and support costs. And as we all know, some of these support costs and renewals, maintenance renewals, can run up to 25% to 30% of the actual technology cost. So we can all see the benefit there as well. But perhaps really the biggest benefit for the business and IT managers is that they'll get faster, more precise information about risks ranging from network outages to hacker attacks. To me, that is a huge plus. But I would approach this from a cost perspective, from an efficiency perspective, and really when it comes down to the people, that would be my approach.
Okay, let's recap our list of the top 5 tips for selling upper management on NOC/SOC integration. Number 5, overall health and troubleshooting issues. Number 4, duplication of efforts. Number 3, regulatory compliance. Number 2, consolidation and sharing of expensive tools and applications. And number 1, cross-training of employees. Sasan Hamidi of Interval International, great information. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
For more materials in our Integration of Networking and Security School, visit searchsecurity.com/netsec. You can also listen to more of our podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. We thank you for joining us. I'm Eric Parizeau. Stay safe out there.